With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Eddie was telling me that the Starbucks right next to our office that we haven't seen in many months is open, and they do everything in the doorway. So you don't really go into the Starbucks, but you walk up to the doorway, which is propped open. There's a table there, and then you ask for the order, and I guess the barista either runs back there or yells it to another person, and you do all your transactions up there. So I never thought that that Starbucks would have been open, quite honestly, especially with the fact that I don't know how many people are going to work in that area right now, but that's good news. Good for them.
It was closed, you know, as soon as it happened, and it just, it was about, I think it was 2 weeks ago or maybe early last week. And this our area gets a little more traffic because of the pharmacy, you know, so it gets a little bit more than the other areas around here.
Well, it's good to know that when we're back in November, that Starbucks will still be there.
So that is part of phase one, Starbucks opening?
I don't think so, because I think it's considered takeout, so they're allowed to do that if people come up and don't dine in. So I don't believe that it's a phase one thing. I just think it's a thing that you're allowed to
do. Yeah, they could have been open the whole time, but I think, you know, it's kind of dead around
there
anyway.
Because they're essential. They have food. So they would, and they're a restaurant. They could have stayed open and just did deliveries only, I guess, or what they're doing now.
Right.
Or pickup.
Man, I tell you, I miss that little cinnamon sucker thing.
Yeah, I know.
Jeez. I went through a little bit of withdrawal with that. I had the shakes the first week or two. I was home not having that thing. All right, Jerry's here with the update. What's happening, Jerry?
All right, guys. So we've got the MLB Players Association expected to offer the counter proposal to owners today, asking for
all of our money.
Well, 100-game season, not 80 or 82, and they want their full prorated salaries. We will see if that happens. Boomer, you've been asking the question in terms of the older gentlemen, the managers, the coaches, the umpires. Well, Ron Gardenhire is not a younger man. He was on MLB Radio yesterday, and he says he's all good coming back.
Give me a walkie-talkie, and I'll just go on it and have him with ears. I don't care. As long as we do this thing safe, you know, I'm 62 years old. I've had cancer, and, you know, I've had blood sugar stuff, so I'm prime, and I don't want to be prime, so we'll have to just take it easy and let the smarter people prevail here, and then I'll do what they ask as best I possibly can.
But planning on being back if, and it's a big if right now, if the games come back. When we're talking about the precautions, that 67 pages of measures and protocols for health and safety, Gardenhire says a lot of thought obviously went into it.
Believe me, they're doing everything possible, and they're going to do everything possible. And they know the number one, you know, people, the top tier people who really have to, you know, be taken care of and guarded because of our age, a lot of the managers and coaches. And they've done it just a super job of letting us know that they're going to do everything they possibly can right. There are no guarantees, but do everything they possibly can to make it right for all of us.
Maybe answering that question a little bit to what you've been talking about now for weeks and months, if not. Also, did you see the Trevor Bauer, Kyle Loesch battle on Twitter?
Yeah, no, I mentioned it in the open. It's a good one.
It's
definitely ugly. It's a juicy one, and it turned personal.
It did.
And I was with Kyle Loesch until it turned personal, and I didn't like that.
That was with the agent, right?
Yeah, the agent girlfriend thing. He was alleging the reason why Trevor Bauer doesn't like Scott Boras is because Trevor Bauer is dating his agent, who I guess, I don't know, doesn't like Scott Boras. I didn't like that part of it.
You wouldn't like Scott Boras either if you were an agent, because he's out there trying to poach clients left and right.
Sure. Right, but I mean, I also wouldn't allege that a player that I was fighting with on Twitter was in a relationship with his agent if I didn't know it was a fact. I mean, it just seemed like he crossed the line with that. You want to talk about the issue? That's fine. But if you're now talking about the motivation behind Trevor Bauer's thoughts being because he's in a relationship with an agent, which he doesn't even know it's true, and then Trevor Bauer denied that relationship, that's when it got really, really sticky. That was too much for me at that point.
Not good. Hundreds of minor league players released on Thursday. Now, a lot of players would be cut anyway at the end of spring training, I would believe, but this seems like it was excessive because it was all in one shot. The Brewers, the Nationals, the Mariners, the Mets, all releasing several players. There was a former, I think he was a second-round draft pick of the Mets, where they scathing.
I read
report
this.
Of his time. Oof. Yeah, this was I forget his name. If you
Andrew Church,
is that who it was? Name?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a brutal write-up of his time with the Mets organization.
So we're all going to have issues, right? So there are times where I think about my time with the Jets and how everything went down and how inconsistent leadership was and how, you know, it was a revolving door when it came to coaches and players and everything else. And it's almost impossible to have any sort of, you know, success under those conditions. You know, my and I always think back that from my perspective, that's what I saw. And so that's what I say. So, but that's just me. That may not be the way other people have seen it. And this kid Church sounds like a pretty good dude and sounds like he wants to play, but obviously got hurt and is upset and probably thinks and believes that he should have been up with the big club at some point and never got there. So now he's got an axe to grind. And he also takes a shot, a big shot, at Tim Tebow.
Well, he takes a shot at the Mets employing Tim Tebow. He wasn't anything personal with Tim Tebow.
He said we had a celebrity on our team who couldn't play. Basically, that's a shot at Tim Tebow.
No, well, no. What he didn't say anything about, I don't know if he even said he couldn't play. Basically, he hated the fact that they brought in a celebrity to sell more tickets and merchandise or whatever than actually paying attention to the players that were busting their ass to try to get to the big leagues.
Tim Tebow's numbers were the worst in the league, and he basically took a shot at him. So we got a celebrity who can't play.
Yeah, I didn't read it that way. What I read it was he was tearing up the organization for having Tim Tebow there. So to me, this was all about ripping.
I know, but that's not ripping Tim Tebow.
I just saw it differently. Like, this organization brought this guy in. They should have never brought this guy in. There were other people who deserved his spot. And because he went on and on and on talking about how much the organization screwed up. And that to me was more not like he might have liked Tim Tebow personally, but he didn't agree that he should have been there. Tim Tebow didn't put himself on the Mets. The Mets put Tim Tebow on the Mets.
Well, Tim Tebow, you know, went along with it. I mean, you know, what are you doing? Are you sleeping with your agent now?
What?
Yeah, I figure we're arguing, so I'll just go right to the dirt.
No. I just had the right facts about it, and you did not, so I was pointing it out. It wasn't an argument. That's all.
Oh, I think he took a shot. I think he took a shot at Tim Tebow, yes.
No,
speaking
he didn't.
Of Tebow, he blows. We can leave it there. Right. Texas Governor Greg Abbott announcing Thursday outdoor stadiums in Texas can have fans up to 25% of capacity. No fans in arenas, though, not yet. So that at least is positive if you're a Texas Rangers fan or an Astros fan.
So what is Dallas Cowboys? They're going to have the roof open then, right?
You're going to have to, yeah, of course.
Right, so he can't. So that's a retractable roof dome, right?
Yeah, but the whole thing doesn't open.
Yeah, it's like a big square, and it's like a big hole in the top.
Right.
So that's my question.
Which he never
for you.
Opens.
Well, he's got to have it open under these circumstances, right?
Very true. But I don't know that what happens in September is now. I would think you're, you know, more along the lines of let's get to August before we make that decision. Did you see, too, Boomer, the report on how much money the Cowboys make in stadium during a season?
Yes. Yes.
Like $300-400 million.
It's crazy.
And so much more than any other team. Yeah, it is pretty nuts.
That's why they can pay Dak Prescott.
Well, they can pay him. It's cap problems is why they can't pay him. But so be it. A couple more.
I was going to say, did you see the numbers that they're talking about for Patrick Mahomes?
$83 million a year.
Well, they're talking about trying to get it up to $40 million. But the problem is the way that the contracts are written in the NFL. So basically what this comes down to is it's an extension of what he has left on his rookie deal. And his rookie deal, he makes like $2.4 million this year, and then it goes up to like $23 million next year. So it'll be like, you know, $24 to $25 million over the next 2 years, and then you sign the extension after that. But he should be able to get some money up front, and they'll be able to keep the money below maybe below $35 million per because of these 2 years.
Well, speaking of the money, the NFL and EA Sports agreed to a 6-year extension for $1.6 billion for the Madden line. How are we doing, John Madden, for your $50,000 buyout? Good God. Unbelievable. So, yeah, you've got that. Joe Flacco, new Jets backup quarterback, did talk to the media. I'll just give you a couple. I know we're way late on time here. The direct question, why sign with the Jets now as opposed to wait for training camp and see if something opens up in, say, July or August?
That kind of thought process I was back and forth on for a while, but I ultimately think it's important to get on a team and get comfortable with the guys on the team and get comfortable with Sam in this situation, get comfortable with the offense that, you know, I'm going to at some point be running in some capacity.
In some capacity. So there you have it from Joe Flacco. Just quickly, you got the Basketball Hall of Fame enshrinement has been postponed to next year. That's Kobe, Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett. The University of Utah with a plan for football and fall sports. They unveiled that yesterday. I see Iona College is going to have students on campus starting in August. So that's a good thing because the whole thing with football and fall sports is, I guess, they want students on campus. The Premier League in England will restart June 17th, and the PGA Tour did cancel the John Deere Classic set to be played in July for logistical reasons. Not exactly sure why, but that has been taken off the schedule.
You know what's going to be amazing is that Michigan's president basically came out and said, you know, we're not going to play football if we don't have kids on campus. And obviously, Michigan's governor has been very proactive in shutting things down and canceling things and being very careful, however you want to look at it. I'm not trying to get into the politics. I'm just trying to get into if, in fact, Michigan's president feels that way, how, and then other Big Ten schools are going to allow kids to come back on campus and they are going to play. Michigan football is just null and void while everybody else in the Big Ten is playing, because it sounds like everybody in Iowa is playing.
James Franklin said you're not going to penalize 10% of the league if 90% can play, right?
It's amazing. Think about that, the potential for that. I don't think that's going to happen. I'm starting to hear more and more that colleges are trying to figure out how to get their kids back on campus because they need them back on campus financially.
Yep.
Room and board and, all the things that go on in college campuses and, you know, main streets and college campuses that need the students back on campus.
Otherwise, you're going to see, and we've started to see it already, some colleges canceling certain sports and no longer providing them. So that's down the road, too, if something doesn't give. And Chase Elliott did win last night at Charlotte. There you go.
All right. Thank you, Jerry. We'll talk to you next hour.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.